A group of First Nations in northwestern Ontario have created a new alliance to protect their lands and waters. Grassy Narrows, Wapakika, Neshkandaga, and Kitchener-Kusipan-Inuwug signed the cooperation agreement yesterday. The communities will support each other in addressing concerns about encroachment of their lands by the mining industry. Rudy Turtle is the chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation. He spoke with CBC Thunder Bay's Jasmine Cabote about the agreement.
We met with KI 3 years ago, and that's when we first started this, I don't know if you want to call it a movement, but more like a partnership. And over time, we kept in communication, but also we thought that Neshkandaga would be a good partner as well, because they basically have the same message that the people of Grassy Narrows have, and as well as KI, and that's we oppose any resource extractions from our land. The reason behind that is because we want to continue our traditional way of life, which is hunting, fishing, and gathering. With resource development, that usually they have a very negative impact on the land. And so we would like to keep our lands intact, and so we can maintain our way of life, and not only for us, but also for our children and future children or generations.
So what makes today's decision so significant to this?
Well, because it shows that there's communities, And I believe there will be more communities joining us. It's a message to industry and to the governments that we want our land the way it is, and we don't want our land being altered and being taken advantage of. We've had those things in the past, and in terms of benefits, we don't really, the First Nations people don't really benefit anything. So it's best, as we see it, just to keep the land intact and keep it the way it is, the way the Creator built it, and it should be left that way.
So I guess after today, what other steps are you guys going to be taking other than business meeting?
Well, we are planning other events. I think one of the events is we'll be going down south, Toronto, and to voice our concerns, and there'll be other follow-ups after that. And this is not like we'll just continually do this to make our message loud and clear, and hopefully they'll start to understand what we're getting at.
That was Grassy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle speaking with CBC Thunder Bay's Jasmine Cabote.